We are your hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
Hope you guys had a good week. That's been an interesting finals. Two games in already. And everybody's favoring Miami again because they won game two. Put the smash on them at the fourth quarter.
Blew them out in the fourth quarter. Ooh, it was bad.
Man, it was rough to see. You know, they made the adjustments. I mean, game one, Spurs were seemingly not the tired team. Executed well on both ends. Made LeBron James a passer. Only had four turnovers. And Tony Parker takes over in the fourth quarter. Makes that miraculous shot to put it up by four.
Yep.
You know, everybody acts like it's a miracle shot and he won the game with it. They were already up two. That just sealed the deal.
I agree.
Yeah, Miami comes back game two. LeBron has even probably a worse game in one sense, stat-wise, but, I mean, came through and it brought the energy. I guess that was needed, the energy and aggressiveness. Wade came out early, and Mario Chalmers was the hero of the game, too, just being aggressive.
They bench-stepped up.
Yeah, Allen was hitting buckets. Mike Miller hitting buckets. Big 3-4. Spurs didn't play well. Spurs didn't play well at all in that first half.
Nope.
All the turnovers. Just couldn't get in the sink. I think that just hurt them the whole game. And in the fourth quarter, Spurs come with their usual, we just going to go cold for like 6 minutes. You know, Miami got hot. LeBron comes with, you know, the sick block on Thiago Splitter.
The block heard around the world.
Should have went up with two-hand Splitter.
Yeah,
not
well.
A center, but he's a good blocker for his size.
Mm-hmm.
Miami just wanted it more. Miami needed
it
more.
Yeah, they did. Yep.
They did not want to go down 0-2.
That would have been devastating, especially going three straight to San Antonio. That would have been not a good look.
Yeah, everybody would have been like, oh, they're done. They're not winning. But since they won and got a 20-point lead and look like everything is gravy, now they're back to just everybody's believing in Miami.
Yeah, they go win. They're going to win the finals.
what do you look at going into game three? Teams have had two games to fill each other out.
Well, I mean, we all know Greg Popovich is going to make his adjustments accordingly. I'm sure he's going to chew the team out as he should. Definitely was not happy with the game and the way it was played and the turnovers that were made. That wasn't a reflection of the true San Antonio team, I believe. You know, they really execute very well. They don't turn it over very much. Dudes just weren't hitting shots. I mean, that's just what it boils down to. Cats just weren't hitting shots and, you know, the shit just wasn't going in. So, I look for them to make their adjustments accordingly to game three. They'll be back at home in their comfort zone. And I don't know who's going to win game three. That's a tough call. It's a tough call to make. But I think with the crowd behind them and everything and, you know, with Greg Popovich chewing them out like he is going to, probably already did, I see Spurs winning that game. It's going to be close, but I do see the Spurs probably pulling out their first home game.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think Bill Pop is going to look at tape. I think he's probably actually happy that they got blown out. Now he has a reason to show them just bad footage, bad turnover after bad turnover, missed opportunities. You know, beat it in their head that you turn the ball over against this team. You know, it's not going to work.
They got to refocus.
Yeah, Spoelstra made a nice adjustment, putting LeBron in the screener role with Mario Chalmers and him being a screener. That was a different look. You know, made the rotations have to come off quicker, and he was finding an open guy. They was hitting him, so Popo makes adjustments to that. I think they got to go on the post more with Tim Duncan. I mean, he had an off game. He didn't play well. You know, but the Miami defense was swarming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think at home,
swarming.
Danny Green, I think, is feeling it right now. I mean, he was popping him.
Yeah, he was hitting.
Yeah,
he was probably the only one of the few Spurs that was stroking it last night.
Yeah. But he and Kawhi Leonard played well. I mean, even Gary Neal made some good buckets. So
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm happy on that end. It looks like, you know, the the role players came out and stepped up. You know, but this one we're gonna need our stars. Ginobili was awful. I mean, Ginobili was terrible. Turning the ball over and just looking sloppy. I mean, he made some great plays in there, but he was more sloppy than skillful.
I'm ready to trade him now.
Yep. I feel that.
But I mean, that's what you get with Ginobili. You got to, you know, you take the good with the bad.
Yeah. But I think they'll win this game.
Mm-hmm.
Get the 2-1 lead. I still think it's going to be. They'll win 2 out of 3. I think Miami's going to win one of these games in San Antonio. I just hope it's not game 3.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think D-Wade has to step up. This whole talk of, well, D-Wade didn't play in the fourth quarter, and that's when he was at their best. You know, now there's people talking about, should they amnesty Dwayne Wade? I'm like, this is what you do after every game? The guy came through in the first – he set the tone in the first half. First quarter, he came out attacking. You know, granted, he didn't put up the great stats, but his energy, I thought, was major in the first quarter.
Yeah, Chris Bosh is definitely going to have to step his game up because, Lord, he has not played well. It almost seems like this whole playoffs, but he is definitely the guy they're going to look to. I mean, he's a $100 million player, and you got to play like it.
Yeah, they keep saying that. At least he came through with 10 rebounds. 4 assists,
nice.
3 steals. So okay, you doing your part.
Mm-hmm.
No, but yeah, we'll see if this carryover with I'm sure Ray Allen can, but I mean, you know, their role players are now going on the road. Can Mario Chalmers do that in San Antonio? You know, all this hype about him and all this talk of with D Wade and maybe he should be sitting more. You know, we know Mario Chalmers. You know, they got to check him every now and then.
Yep.
Hope he's not reading his press clippings.
Oh. We shall see come tomorrow.
And, of course, with, you know, LeBron putting up the triple-double in game 1 and everything revolves around LeBron with Miami and the NBA, can we please stop comparing him to Michael Jordan every damn game? Well, Jordan would have done this. Well, at least he ain't lose in the NBA Finals. Like, okay, look, fine. Y'all already said he's not going to be Jordan. Nobody's going to be Jordan.
Nope.
There is no next Jordan. Jordan is not the next Dr. J. He's Michael Jordan.
Exactly.
That's just how it works.
I mean, LeBron is who he is. He's LeBron James. You know, he's one of a kind. You're not going to see another specimen like him probably for another decade, maybe. If there is another one. So, you know, he's a freak of nature. He's one of those few once-in-a-generation type players that come around and, you know, revolutionize the game. But to sit here and compare him to MJ, I think it's unfair to Michael Jordan. I mean, this is a guy who you look at everything he did and accomplishments he made throughout the duration of his career. You can't compare somebody. Honestly, you need to stop comparing him until his career is over. Jordan won 6 titles. Let's just leave it at that. LeBron has 1. So let's just stop the comparison. Yes, are there similarities? Yes, there are. There are similarities. But to sit here and just compare them constantly, I'm not going to go that far. LeBron compares more to me to Magic Johnson with his size and vision and passing ability. And you know, he's a pass-first kind of guy, very unselfish, but can take over a game when he needs to. So in that respect, he reminds me of Magic a lot, not Michael Jordan, but, you know.
Yeah, it seems funny because on this team, it would feel like LeBron is the Pippen and Wade would be the Jordan in the sense that Wade is the guy you want him to put up buckets.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron is the point guard. I mean, people compare Jordan like he did everything. I was like, you know, Pippen got more boards than Jordan. He was the dude who set up. He was the assist guy. You know, people talk
about
Jordan.
Better defender than Jordan.
Yeah. People talk about Jordan being all great defensively, which he was, but it's like, okay, who was guarding the best player on the Bulls? Whose job was that? It was Scottie Pippen's. It wasn't Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, LeBron has to do everything. That's just how they made. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's fun to talk about. I mean, we enjoy it. We do it. You know, at the same time, give it some,
give it
a rest
time.
A little bit. Maybe when he's toward the end of his, when after he's peaked and starts
exactly.
to come down, then we can talk about it. We do that with Kobe now. But Kobe, you know, he's not in his prime, but he's still performing. Same
mm-hmm.
with Tim Duncan in this series.
Mm-hmm.
No showing that he's been consistent the last 15 years. LeBron talking about he probably been the most consistent and dominant player in the last 15 years. I say yes.
Yeah.
But I'm biased, so. You know, but that's when we can talk about it. Right now,
exactly.
You know he ain't better than Michael Jordan. If he wins this series, is that going to make him better than Michael Jordan? No, it's not.
Nope.
What's got to do with his legacy? It's just cementing it.
Exactly.
I don't know. He, you know, do you have him in the top 10? Probably. I mean, we'll see the rest of how his career goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that don't mean, well, he win number two. That means he gets bolted in the top five. Like, why? Because he's hot right now?
Exactly.
We're fans of the game. We like the history of the game. LeBron James is not the first superstar. Neither was Michael Jordan.
Exactly.
Anyway.
So.
Hey, if I'm the Clippers right now, I can pick any damn coach I want. This is the season of looking for a head coach. I mean, Collins not getting his contract renewed by the Grizzlies. I'm a little shocked. I mean, not really, but, you know, this is a turn for that franchise.
Mm-hmm. There's a guy who turned them around. You know, they weren't very good when he started with them, but he got them playing well. He brought everything together, and he was there for a long time and really molded the team and got them defensive-minded, and they really progressed and improved, and you saw where it took them. They got to the Western Conference Finals. Fortunately, they get swept by the San Antonio Spurs, but the progression was made. So I think it's a little unfair for Lionel Hollins. I mean, for everything that he did for that team, but, you know, it is a business, and, you know, there was probably differences of opinions and value and all that stuff, and all that goes into play. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, they had new ownership, but few years ago, and they looked at wanting to hire a new coach. This is going to be hard because you got Tony Allen's a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is he not going to want to sign back now? I mean, this is, they might have maxed out at this point, at this immediate moment.
Yeah.
You know, there was rumors of them getting rid of trading Zach Randolph. You know, after they made
mm-hmm.
with Jay. We know that Mike Conley and Marc Gasol are untradeable, which, of course, I wouldn't be trading them either.
Nope.
No, but that, if you're trading Zach Randolph, are you changing the style of the team?
Yeah, exactly.
You probably are. And no Tony Allen, and, you know, I don't know how long that's going to take.
Oof. So, yeah, Clippers got their pick of the litter. George Karl, Lionel Hollins, Nate McMillan. I mean, there's quite a few coaches available, so it'll be interesting to see. Lakers should have taken note, but, you know. It's a different story.
Yeah, George Karl was. I wasn't shocked because there were all those rumors of him getting cut at the end of this season after they lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but with Ujiri going to Toronto, you know, where he wanted to go, you know, they're making a change too. I mean, like the 3, 4, and 5 seeds have all gotten rid of their coaches.
Yep.
But yeah, if I'm the Clippers, I don't know. Then they're gonna interview Brian Shaw too. I mean. They got their pick, and you know what? I would really think about it if I'm the Lakers. If you're already thinking about this sign and trading Dwight Howard crap to Houston,
yep.
I need somebody call and please tell me, is that possible? I still don't think it's possible from what I understand, or unless it's because they're not initiating the sign and trade, they can do it. I'm understanding that. They over the luxury tax, they can't do it. Somebody
yep.
please let me know, but... I mean, with that, I mean, if you don't do it all that, why not just say, you know what, I'm going to bite the bullet. Mike D'Antoni, bye. There's too many bad
exactly.
guys here. Out.
Exactly. I do kind of like the hire that Detroit made. The guy I was pulling for picked up Maurice Cheeks. I really liked him as a coach in Philadelphia. Thought he did a good job. And, you know, he sat on the bench for a while with Scott Brooks in OKC for about 4 years, and you know, really helped them out as well. And I think he earned another coaching job. I think that was a good hire for Detroit. I think he'll fit in well with those young players, and I think he'll get the best out of them.
Yeah, I think that was a good hire too. He gets a second chance to prove himself. And, you know, he's been a great assistant, and he's had, you know, a little coaching success. So I think it's a solid hire, too.
I mean, he's around 500. He's a little over 500 in his record overall. So, I mean, not terrible.
No. You know, you're starting off small, so it's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. Exactly. So.
Hey, man, he's lead coming down on three unknown teams for tampering.
Well, we know one of them.
Oh, we know two of them.
Oh, I only know one.
Well, we know it's Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
That email out, like, we're looking at getting Chris Paul and Dwight Howard. Like,
okay.
Dude, it's not July 1st yet. We can't.
Yeah, it ain't time yet. You jumped the bullet a little bit on that one. Jumped the bullet.
One of the other teams is supposedly Houston.
Ooh, which doesn't surprise me either with the whole Dwight Howard talk and Chris CP3 talk. Kind of curious who the other one is, though.
I know. I mean,
so we'll find out, man.
Lakers? I don't know.
Hey, it could be Dallas. I don't know. Mark Cuban has been known to do some things that he ain't supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Everybody trying to get a jump on the other teams.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a competition, so of course you're trying to one up your opponent. But, you know, man. What is going on here with what is it now with players who are getting picked up real quick? I mean, I know you have these, you know, most of the coaches here are former players, but now you got coaches, you know, teams are picking up coaches trying to find that next Mark Jackson. You know, you had Phoenix who hired Lindsey Hunter. That ain't work out. And they just signed Jeff Hornacek.
Yeah.
Now you got recently retired Jason Kidd looking at the New Jersey Nets head coaching job, which is like, wow. You know, you throw in Brian Shaw, player who you know, played not too long ago. So there's a lot of guys out there. Looks like they're looking for the next kind of Mark Jackson kind of guy. And Jason Kidd, that would be interesting. Because I'm like, he just retired, got no kind of experience whatsoever, and I know he did a lot for the city of New Jersey and, you know, for me in the state of New Jersey and for the Nets and everything, but come on, seriously. Y'all really, and I hear they're strongly considering hiring Jason Kidd. I did hear, of course, if he gets hired, he's going to hire, I believe it's Lawrence Frank to be his assistant, his top assistant, which, you know, makes sense to hire a former head coach to be your kind of right-hand dude, but it's like, I don't know. I mean, I get it from the standpoint of Jason Kidd, you know, knows the game kind of in and out. You know, his teams were very efficient, you know, play-wise, and, you know, they executed very well. I get all that from an X's and O's standpoint, but for a guy to come in just fresh off of retirement from the NBA, I don't know. That's a real big risk for New Jersey. Granted, it might sell tickets, you know, it might,
of course,
at first. But, I mean, if you ain't producing after a while, you know, I ain't going to look too good on Jason Kidd, so.
Nah.
I don't know.
I was shocked, like, what, really? I mean, you know, he just retired. I mean, he's top 5 point guard in history,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
I agree.
You know, but, I mean, yeah, like, right, like, you just stopped playing, like, a couple months ago. You're gonna be able to transition, like, mentally and emotionally to a coaching position, a head coaching position? I like
exactly.
that. Like, you know, he's one of the probably smartest NBA players, you know, high IQ, high basketball IQ. You know, but at least can he work out that, you know, that part of him that has to deal with not playing anymore. Like, all right, I can't suit up anymore. I mean, who's to say he'll start coaching and be like, you know what, I've been working out. I think I can come back in and make another run.
Exactly. Let me be player coach.
Yeah.
No, like, I don't know about that one.
It just feels like nostalgia with him, New Jersey, and of course Lawrence Frank coached New Jersey at one point. Like, look, he wants to coach, you know, let him do a year or two as an assistant.
Exactly.
Know, let him get out of being in the player mentality, so for a little bit, and get him onto the head coaching mind frame, coaching these guys, and we'll see
exactly.
what happens.
Exactly.
Enjoy yourself, dude. Like,
exactly. Chill for a while. Enjoy your retirement for a second.
We're going to come back. Y'all listen to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
Y'all niggas out there, don't know if shit get thick, what we do. It's time to let all y'all bitch ass motherfuckers know.
Yo, 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 yo. Yo, 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 yo.
If I gotta go out, I'm going out the Full Metal Jacket style. Reverse suicide to do or die. I'm broke, I lost my deal, my car, my bra. And me and my landlord be at war for the rent. Yo, Ian Keith, it's time to rob and steal. See that First National Bank? I'm showing my grill. Fuck a mask and a glove, I'm worldwide for drugs. Turn your TV on, that's me on America's. Most wanted, but most blunted. That tricky shit you did, I done it. We rock here for deer hunting. We do jobs, me and my dogs ready to get it. Snatch you out for 5 series like I'm winning the pennant. Even at 112 degrees, sky's the limit. Sodomize the style till you idolize the finish. Sucker MCs get stuck too, fuck you. And if you blink, I'ma show you shit I'll be up to. Cause if this shit get thick, yo, yo, yo. And if you act at all that, yo, yo. And if we lose our jobs, yo, 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 yo. Yo, 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 I know your niggas checking me out. Yo, yo, I know y'all niggas checking me out. Yo, I know y'all niggas checking us out. I know y'all niggas checking me out. Yo, yo, yo.
Who want the sauce? The E got 65 mics, so I guess I got shit that motherfuckers like. Some rappers, they choose to be disobedient. Dummies, advance the skills from intermediate. I'm suave with it, my rhyme, I play with it. I cut the style up and DJ with it. Can you help me? Ask Bill Belly me what's the jam of the week. When he speak, it be something my freak. Who gives a fuck? I show and prove I got juice. Drop my jaws and let my balls hang loose. The Green Eyed Bandit shuts it down quickly. Taking care of business since Strictly. Cats talk behind my back, I get heated. And bust a shot from the CLK two-seated. The squad do work quick, fast, in a hurry.
Me, Eric Sir.
From Dr. Spot and Keith Murray.
Cause if this shit get thick,
we sick
yo,
them
yo,
all
yo. And if you act at all that, yo, yo. And if we lose our jobs, yo, 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 yo.
I know your niggas checking me out. Yo, yo, I know y'all niggas checking me out. Yo, I know y'all niggas checking us out. I know y'all niggas checking me out. Yo, yo, yo.
Now if your bitch is paging me, you best to check your bitch. And if your bitch is in my whip, you best to check your bitch. And if your bitch is on my dick, nigga, check your bitch. And if my click, fuck your bitch, nigga, check your bitch.
Hey yo, I'm sly as a fox, smooth as Hennessy over the rocks. Knock you out your boots, slide you out your socks. I see you checking me out, you felt it. When I stepped in, rocking Gators in electric blue velvet. I see you checking me out through the corner of your eye. You denied, but yo, you ain't got the lie. You checking me out till your eyes get sore. But that's a hype, playboy, cause that's what I'm here for. Check how I get biz. Me and the microphone is like the junkyard dog and the Haiti kid. Violated, reinstated, genuinely elated. You're belated, you'll be checking me out to the day I'm cremated. I keep you heavily sedated, illified, illustrated. The original juice, not from concentrated. From up north to Midwest to West Coast to down south. No doubt, keep checking us
yo,
out.
Yo, cause if this shit get thick, yo, yo, yo. And if you act at all that, yo, yo. And if we lose our jobs, yo, 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 yo. Yo, 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 yo.
I know your niggas checking me out. Yo, yo. I know y'all niggas checking me out. Yo, yo. I know y'all niggas checking us out.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Brother Man Sports Happy Hour. This dude, we were wondering if he was going to come back in the game. I mean, it was a circus everywhere this dude went.
Happy for him.
Thought it was over and with the Jets and talking about CFL and all that. And
as a true Broncos fan, I am really happy for him. I really am. Even though he went to a team I hate more than anything in the world, I am happy for him. He went to our rival. But you know what? I'm happy for the kid. I'm happy he got another opportunity. And he went to the right place, I feel. He went to the right place. And of course, we all know who we're talking about in Tim Tebow, Mr. Bow Down himself. But, you know, went to New England, got signed to Dave to be the third string quarterback. And you know what? I couldn't be happier for him. You know, everybody talking crap about him and this and that and the other. You know, he finally goes to a place that I think he's in the perfect situation because he has an elite quarterback in front of him. There is no questions here or there. Is he gonna start? Tom Brady is not coming out the game, folks. So okay, and secondly, let's get this straight here. Bill Belichick is the Greg Popovich of the NFL. He is a no-nonsense, take-no-shit kind of coach. Secondly, he is not going to risk a game just to put Tim Tebow in the game. He may use him for little trick plays here and there, you know, to maybe throw teams off him or whatever.
Right.
But if you're talking about, oh, is he going to – no, he ain't doing what he did last year with the Jets. He ain't coming in when Tom Brady's hitting 5-6 passes in a row. Oh, let's take Tom Brady out real quick. No, that's not happening. Tom Brady is going to continue to start, continue to play, and will always take every single rep. Now, will he throw the ball possibly to Tim Tebow? Possibly. May hand it off to him? Possibly. You know, I don't know. That's a possibility. You know, I don't know. Will they basically try to nail it to his head? You know, things ain't working out at a quarterback. We might have to transition you to tight end or whatever. I don't know. But he was signed to be the third-string quarterback. Ergo, he is behind Tom Brady and Ryan Mallett. Ryan Mallett is better than Tim Tebow, and Tom Brady, we all know, it ain't no comparison. So, for that exact reason, I think he is in the perfect spot. He's in the place where I can see Bill Belichick with that first press conference, like, look, yes, we signed Tim Tebow. This is the last time I'm taking questions about him because he is my third-string quarterback. So get what you got to get out right now, because after this, I ain't talking about him, and neither is my team. He is a player on this team. He's a quarterback, third string. That's it. And just leave it at that. And you got guys who, and I'm sure you come back later on and ask Bill Belichick about him. I wouldn't be surprised he just ignored the question and just doesn't even acknowledge it. Because now and the media knows how Bill Belichick is. They know they ain't going to be able to really get anything out of him. So I kind of see the media backing down off of it. And I think that might help Tim Tebow in the future. It might help him just to kind of take a back seat. The media is not all on him. He can focus on playing football and not have this whole circus around him. He can just focus on playing the game. And, I mean, they got a quality guy in the locker room. So, you know, Bill Belichick has made a career out of taking pieces and parts that people don't want, you know, that people think are no good or over the hump, and he makes it work for him. He has a system. He runs it well, and it works. So whatever he wants to do with Tim Tebow, you know, as somebody who's a football fan, I can't really say it ain't going to work out because Bill Belichick's track record speaks for itself. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's not a bad signing at all. I mean, we know Bill Belichick that if it doesn't work out, he has no problem cutting dudes either.
Exactly.
You know, he's with Josh McDaniels. You know, yes, I didn't think about it, but yeah, probably because him going to New England, you know, and their no-nonsense approach and none of this diva stuff, and, you know, you're not going to out-diva Tom Brady.
Nope. Plus, the type of attitude that Tim Tebow has, you know he's not going to do that. You know he's going to be a team guy, you know, and that's what they want. So
yeah, he'll fit
in perfectly.
Yeah, I can see him at the most at quarterback. He'd probably be used the most in goal line situations because that's they do that. You know,
yeah, that's like the only time I can see him pulling Tom Brady. We at the one, let's put him in quarterback.
Yeah,
just
like,
go. Just run ahead. Just run straight ahead. Touchdown. All right, good.
Yeah, thanks. Like first and goal at the two. Okay, here comes Tim Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, Tim Tebow scored. Okay, guess what? Lamp's next. Tom Brady comes.
Oh, we're going to talk about him the whole week on First Take. New England. Tom Brady threw 7 touchdown passes, but Tim Tebow, he ran for that one.
Tomorrow, oh, my God.
Can't wait for Skip Bayless. I can't wait to hear Skip.
You see how smart Bill Belichick is? He knows greatness when he sees it. Like, oh, God. You know, he'd be butt-kissing.
Stephen A. Smith is going to have a heart attack. Like, are you kidding me? We got to do this again. We got to do this again.
Hey, the Seahawks turned out Hard Knocks. Maybe New England wants it.
Oh, God. Oh, definitely not. They're not even going to ask Bill Belichick because they already know the answer. Oh, man. And now we go from one happy story to... I really don't even know how to describe this besides just stupidity. Complete and utter stupidity. Like, what? I saw the video, too. I saw it.
Okay. Did you see it? Man, this...
I YouTubed it and was just, like, kind of just in awe. Like, did you really just do that? That's something you do outside the courtroom. Once you're outside the courtroom, you're like, yeah, bam.
Ojo Cinco Johnson, whatever your name is, whatever you want to call himself. I mean, come on. He get the what the fuck.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
Who does that?
Chad Johnson. And it almost seems like he just never gets out of entertainment mode. Like he just can't help himself, and it's really sad because I mean, early in his career, you look at a guy like Chad Johnson, and he really did make the game fun. You know, I mean, you know, I know the NFL looked down to some of the antics he pulled after he scored touchdowns, but for the fans and people who, you know, just enjoyed the game, it was fun. You know, seeing him use some of the little props as, you know, props in his thing, running to the cheerleader, proposing, wearing the little trench coat, talking about Hall of Fame class of 2000, blank. It was fun in games, and it was fun. And for the most part, I mean, he had his little run-ins here and there. For the most part, he kept it all on the field. And then I think once he – when he got released from Cincinnati, that was it. When he and TJ Hushmanzada, who he and TJ were a fantastic tandem, but when Hushmanzada was gone and then Chad Johnson left after that shortly, that was it. He went to New England, tried to work that out, couldn't get the playbook down and all that stuff. Those are rumors. I don't know for sure, but those are some of the rumors. He just didn't look in sync. They let him go. You know, he tried a little tryout with Miami. Things didn't work out. He got let go on Hard Knocks, of all things. And now we have...
That was terrible. That was a great YouTube clip, too.
Now we got Chad Johnson missing a court date. Well, having a warrant issued because he missed... When he missed a court date. Or missed a meeting with his PO and all this. And,
you know, because of his headbutt to Evelyn.
Oh, God.
You just keep layering on the drama. Like,
already don't look good. You laying your hands on a woman. Nobody.
Now, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened.
But anytime you hear about a dude putting his hands on a woman, you know, and physically doing something to him, it's not a good look for a dude. You know, you quote-unquote hit a woman. If you didn't really hit her, you know, you may not have done it. The allegation alone is just not a good look for you, dude. It's just not a good look. So the fact that he already got this domestic violence dispute with his former wife is just like, oh, God. Now we go to court.
You want to slap
what made it? Well, you know what? What made it really bad for me, what really kind of pissed me off when I heard about it this morning was I saw the first take on the Friday when he came on there and he, you know, spilt his whole nine about wanting to get his life together. And they asked him about the whole warrant situation. He basically like, it was just a miscommunication between me and my PO. You know, life is good right now. Things are going well. And was basically pleading his case about how he wanted another chance and he wanted to go out playing the right way, just wanted the team to give him another shot so he could kind of basically in a sense called this like his last year. Like he just wanted one more shot so he could just kind of, you know, go out the right way. And then not even 2 days later after his court case, to slap your attorney's butt in front of a female judge, nonetheless. I can see a little bit more. The fact that you did it anyway is retarded in front of a judge. But I can see a little bit if you did it in front of like a man judge, and he just kind of laughed it off a little bit, like, you know. But you're dealing with a female judge. First of all, not every female watches sports. I could say probably 99% of guys watch sports. So, honestly, you're dealing with a female judge who probably, in all honesty, don't even know who the fuck you are. Seriously.
I mean, seriously.
They know they sports,
but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Seriously, you're dealing with a chick who, I mean, I'm sure she know who he is, but it's like, okay, you're Chad Johnson. What does that mean to me? It ain't like, you know. Wait, you know what I'm saying? Well, you can see where it's like, all right, you got a guy judge, and he's kind of like, oh, it's just Chad Johnson. I know how he is. Well, you got this female judge who's just like, he's just a knucklehead. That's all I see. I don't see an athlete. I don't see a football player. I just see an ignorant dude.
He's acting a freaking idiot.
And then you go ahead, she basically tells you, you ain't got to serve no jail time. You are home free. And what do? Let me smack my attorney's butt right in front of her. Like, good job.
She gives your attorney props.
Oh,
basically,
my
like,
God.
You know, how this dude, I know. It's like, did you just slap a guy's ass?
And he's
like,
what?
That was like,
of course
what? I'm like, did you not? And the fact that the bailiff turned around and started laughing.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I'm serious. I'm like, dude, she's like, we know what kind of reaction you're trying to get.
Exactly. Like, you're trying to
laugh.
Clown around. Exactly.
It's not funny. Well, clearly everybody in the damn room thought it was funny. She was like, here, take this. Take this bullshit piece of paper. Cuff this dude. You're going 30 days. Get the hell out of here. I'm
hey.
Like, damn, bro. Like, we already seen you get embarrassed.
And now.
On Hard Knocks.
And now.
See you in handcuffs.
And let's just be real. As an African American too, it's just like, dude, you just another one in the system now.
Nobody wants to see black people. I don't want to see a brother getting handcuffed. Nothing that's not cool to me. Especially when
5 seconds before the fact, you were told you wouldn't have to go to jail, that you were basically home free.
Right, you go home and celebrate. You just sit
exactly.
there and be like,
go home
yeah,
and celebrate.
No.
You want to smack your attorney's butt? Do it outside the courtroom. When you out, and it's just like, all right, good job.
Like, did you hear that? Like, basically, did you hear that gavel drop? But clearly, you know, you must not know. That's why you didn't know the playbook. It's the same thing. It's like the buzzer. Did you hear the buzzer go off? Then you still playing.
Exactly, man. You ain't paying attention.
Say case
like,
didn't miss. Bam. Nope. Then you act accordingly, dude. Don't act ignorant in what you did.
These are judges that take their jobs very seriously. Like, judges don't be playing around. Like, they don't have time for that. They take their jobs very seriously. They're dealing with killers and convicts all freaking day. So I'm sure they get a little irritated. And then to see, you know, someone who as a good lawyer who kind of, in a sense, who basically what she said is your lawyer got you out of doing some time and trying to give him some credit. And then it's like, you going to do something stupid like this to get yourself thrown in jail. It's almost like you wanted to go to jail, dude.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was a guy who supported Chad Johnson. I liked Chad Johnson. I thought he was, you know, I think in his heart, he's a good guy. He just, you know, he's a clown. You know, it's like he just acts a fool all the time. But you as far as this role model dude, you are nowhere even close to being a role model for anybody. I can't even put anybody in his class. The closest person, and it's sad to say, that the closest person to put with Chad Johnson is Titus Young. Two idiots. Pac-Man. You know what? Pac-Man Jones is still playing for the Cincinnati Bengals. Pac-Man Jones still is in the NFL. Those two idiots are out. So, Pac-Man Jones, yes, did what he did. He served his time. And you know what Pac-Man Jones did? Pac-Man Jones stayed out of the limelight. Pac-Man Jones just did get arrested, though. I did read that today. For hitting the chick, supposedly. Damn. Now, he came out and said that he was defending himself. So, I don't know. You know, and you know what? It's the same thing. You know, it's not a good look.
Chad Jones ain't slapping no butts. He been there already.
Oh, yeah, Adam Jones. Adam Jones ain't playing around. I saw it. I guess as soon as it happened, he tweeted immediately, getting arrested for protecting myself. And I was just like, well, it's not a good look for you, but got to hear both sides of the story. You already got a reputation, so I don't know. You know, whatever happened. You shouldn't be putting your hands on a female regardless of the situation. But, females can be hitting you like dudes sometimes. So at some point, you got to say, all right, enough's enough.
Hey, but that's when you scream. I like, hey, you call attention to everybody in the club and be like, I'm protecting myself. Stop swinging on me, lady.
You see what she doing? She beat me. What?
Security, I'm not trying to get physical like this. Can you help, please? Fools be like, you was a pussy. You're like, hey, I ain't in prison. I'm not in jail.
Exactly. I may be a pussy, but I'm still free.
I got scratches on my hand, not cuffs on them.
Exactly. So, but I got no remorse for Chad Johnson whatsoever. None whatsoever. He deserves every single day that he got in jail. So maybe that will give him a chance to sit down and think for a while and get his head on straight. Because I don't know at this point, what else can you do?
That's it. We keep saying he's done, and he just wants to be done.
And one more little snippet before we head on out, folks. Mr. Crybaby himself, it's my quarterback. Mr. Teo said that if he is not signed this season, he will call it a career.
Uh-oh.
I couldn't believe it when I heard it. I thought he would keep it going forever, but it seems like he's finally seen the light. He realized that, you know, he had a little chance last year with Seattle. You know, could have did some big things with Russell Wilson, but didn't work out. They let him go, and he hasn't been signed since. So he's keeping himself in shape, but, you know, with the baggage he's had and being – basically over 40 years old at this point. I really don't see anybody taking a chance on T.O. But, you know, he had a great career. Is he a Hall of Famer? Numbers would say yes. I don't know. I don't know. He never won a title, never had a ring, you know, and he's played on so many teams as well. So it's a toss-up. You could make a really good argument that he does belong in the Hall of Fame, but you could also make a really good one that he in no shape or form deserves to go to the Hall of Fame. So,
I agree. It is an argument. I think he'll get in probably not first, second. Hey, if Chris Carter ain't in yet.
Thank you. That's what I said. If Chris Carter ain't first ballot, ain't no wide receiver first ballot.
How is Tim Brown
not in the NFL, in the Hall of Fame?
Today, he not getting in yet.
Yep. So,
we want to thank y'all again for tuning in to the Brother Lehman Sports Happy Hour. You can always find us on Stitcher and iTunes Radio under Black Is. You can also check us out on www.blackisonline.com. If you want to leave us some questions or give us some feedback, hit us up 323-455-4219. Leave us a message. Email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslayman. If you have a hard time remembering it, just think of Lehman Brothers and flip it.
There you go. Hey, but yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you may have, critiques, anything of that nature. Somebody please hit us up about that CBA question. We really want to know. So once you get a little free moment in time, hit us up, shoot us an email, send us a tweet, anything. Anything that you choose, we'll gladly get back to you. But glad you were able to join us. From Chris and Jonathan, this is the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy.
Holla!